But first to the extraordinary scenes in the federal parliament this morning. Coalition MPs ran out of the House of Representatives in an effort to avoid being associated with the former Labour MP Craig Thompson, who sided with the opposition in a number of votes against government motions. The federal coalition leader Tony Abbott is accusing the government of orchestrating a stunt to embarrass the coalition. Chief political correspondent Sabra Lane.
The Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey tried to suspend normal parliamentary business this morning.
I move that so much of the standing and session orders be suspended as would prevent the member for North Sydney from moving the...
Will you shut up? Just listen.
The Assistant Treasurer is not assisting.
Mr Hockey wanted Parliament to debate the government's decision to lift the debt ceiling from $250 to $300 billion.
To increase the Commonwealth debt ceiling from $250 billion to $300 billion. Stop covering up.
His seat.
Stop.
The member for North Sydney will resume his seat.
The Shadow Treasurer is alleging that the budget papers are somehow not transparent. They are. They are. They are. And he said, and he indeed said in The Australian, I read that he supported this measure.
The manager, and the Leader of the House, will resume his seat.
The Leader of the House, Anthony Albanese, then sought to gag Mr Hockey.
I move that the member be no longer heard.
The question is that the member be no longer heard. All of those of that opinion say aye. To the contrary, no. Think the ayes have it. Noes have it. Division required. Ring the bells for 4 minutes.
Up until that vote, Craig Thompson had sided with the government, but on this one he stayed with other crossbenchers and voted with the opposition because the crossbenchers don't support gag motions. When Tony Abbott and the opposition's manager of business, Christopher Pyne, realised Mr Thompson was sitting on their side, they made a mad dash for the exit. Mr Pyne made it through the doors before they were locked, but Mr Abbott didn't. The Deputy Speaker, Anna Burke.
The question is that the member be no longer heard. The ayes will pass it. No! Lock the doors. Too late. No way. Not on.
Again, Joe Hockey.
The coalition has said it would not accept the vote of the member for Dobell. And if the member for Dobell entered the House and voted with us, we would have someone leave the chamber. Now, to provide clarity, when we became aware that the member for Dobell was sitting on our side,
that is why
the Leader of the Opposition and the Leader of the Manager of Opposition Business attempted to leave the House on that
note. The member for North Sydney. The member for North Sydney has made his point. The Leader of the Opposition was on the floor at the time. That's the chamber. He was in here. He cannot leave. It is not for the opposition or the government to accept a member's vote. We need to clarify this. It is for the parliament to accept a member's vote.
As Mr Pyne had left the chamber, the opposition says his absence negated Mr Thompson's vote. And on two other divisions, the opposition ensured the member for Dobell's vote didn't count. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
As soon as it became apparent that the government was pulling this stunt, Christopher Pyne and I absented ourselves from the chamber. So we did not accept the tainted vote of Craig Thompson. We did exactly the same thing with Craig Thompson that the former government did with Mel Colston.
The Independent MP, Andrew Wilkie.
For now at least, Craig Thompson has the right to sit in the chamber and to represent the people of Dobell. And for the parties, to be scheming in ways to make his vote not count, I think is to actually treat Craig Thompson's fundamental right in accordance with the Constitution and also the principle of natural justice, that he's innocent until proven guilty. I think it is to trample over the Constitution and the principle of natural justice, and I think it is to try and deny the people of Dobell representation in the Parliament. I thought that was quite an unedifying spectacle this morning.
Mr Thompson says he voted against the gag because he supports free debate, even though he's voted with the government five times before to gag opposition members. The Shadow Finance Minister, Andrew Robb, says the debt ceiling should be debated.
The government has gagged debate. We've seen it again already. The way this government is getting to gag debate about debt exposes both its shame and its shamelessness. It is a shame because it doesn't want the public to know and it is shameless that it doesn't care.
The Greens leader, Christine Milne.
Well, it's sheer economic ignorance from the Coalition to suggest that Australia shouldn't lift the debt ceiling. Australia's debt to GDP ratio is about 28%. It's the second lowest of all OECD countries. And what you've got here is Tony Abbott and his intransigent ultra-right-wing conservatives effectively trying to hold the nation hostage and to try to threaten economic chaos because they think it'll help them win an election rather than look at the real-world ramifications of what they're actually doing, which would be to basically threaten the default of financial obligations. That is so irresponsible.
That's Greens leader Christine Milne on those rowdy scenes in the Federal Parliament today. Sabra Lane reporting.